So today is the feast of St. Matthew. We call him an apostle and evangelist. He was an apostle because he was one of the 12 chosen directly by Jesus to be in his intimate circle of disciples. He was an evangelist because we assert that he wrote the gospel according to St. Matthew. Of course, there's a possibility that another Matthew did that, but from the very earliest times in the church, it's always been considered Matthew, the disciple who wrote the gospel according to St. Matthew. The readings this morning are very concerned with the idea of mercy. Jesus called Matthew and said, "Follow me," and Matthew dropped everything and then came and followed Christ. Matthew received the mercy of Christ. He realized that he was a sinner, and of course, as a tax collector, he was certainly considered a sinner and an outcast. He was a collaborator. He worked with the Roman authorities to extract taxes from the Jewish people. And so he was likely banished from good society in Jewish circles. So when Jesus comes and eats with Matthew at his table, along with other publicans and sinners, of course, the religious leaders and the proper Jews were using this to disparage Christ. But Christ says it's not the well that need the physician, it's the sick. He says, "But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice." And then we also read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." Both Matthew and St. Paul received mercy. They were, as St. Paul continues on in the epistle, he talks about the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them, that is the lost. "We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." The mercy of God is to shine his grace into our hearts so that we may understand the things of God. And the mercy of Christ was shined both on St. Paul and also on St. Matthew. And it had an impact. Their eyes were opened. They were able to see the things of God, and they repented. And that's our challenge today, is that we would walk in the mercy of God and that we would live lives of repentance, that understanding nothing that we have that is good, that's a blessing of God, is of ourselves. It is only of God's mercy. And thanks be to God that he showed that mercy to us and that he opened our minds to receive the things of the Spirit. Thanks be to God that we've been called to live those lives of repentance and to manifest forth the fruits of the Spirit because of his gift of grace and mercy in our lives that would bring forth those fruits of the Spirit. It is all of God. It is all of God's mercy. So we thank God for being faithful to St. Matthew, St. Paul this morning. We ask that we would go forth in that same spirit of repentance, that when Jesus calls us, we too would repent and follow him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.